Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We're going to review Obi-Wan Kenobi for you today. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this brand new Disney Plus miniseries.
Originally
conceived as a one-shot six-episode series that chronicles between the end of the prequel trilogy and the beginning of the original trilogy.
Hmm.
And it stars Ewan McGregor as the titular Obi-Wan Kenobi. Brilliant. And then a bunch of other people who are, no one's in every episode except he. So maybe Princess Leia.
Princess Leia's probably.
As played by Vivian Lyra Blair. And of course, there's Darth Vader, Hayden Christensen, and other characters that you won't be surprised we'll save for spoilers. Each episode runs between 36 and 53 minutes, which takes out the 6 to 7 minutes of unbelievably long credits every single time. And there are 6 episodes in the series, and it finished up on June 22nd, not that long ago.
Righto.
Wayne, what is Obi-Wan Kenobi about?
It's about the Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi, who has to save young Princess Leia after she gets kidnapped, and the whole time he's trying to save her, bring her back, do whatever. They're being pursued by Imperial Inquisitors and his former Padawan, now known as Darth Vader. Sorry. I can't really do it.
So stop trying.
Knew it right the second time I did it. Okay, so yes, and that's what the show is about.
All right, then, Wayne, without any further ado, I'm just going to throw it to us. Let's not go to the critics. What do you think? You're the Star Wars fanboy of
nerd, I think you're trying to
two
say.
Of us. Yeah, probably nerd is the right word. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Okay, let's go with the positive. And the thing that is good about this is I like to delve into the characters that I once knew.
Yeah,
You know, and on one level, you've got some of the magic disappears when I, for instance, in Darth Vader, when you've seen him in Star Wars and all the other ones, all you ever see is him looking out of a window and you're not quite sure what he's thinking because you can't see his face, but he's obviously ruminating and you don't know what he's thinking. Now with these things where they're going back to see Darth Vader, you actually hear what he's thinking. You see what he's flashing back to. You're seeing all this sort of shit. And on one level, it ruins the magic for me because now he's not such this dark lone figure. You're actually seeing him as a person.
Right, yep.
That is cool. I am grateful that I get to see that kind of shit about these beloved sort of characters. I prefer it when I didn't know this shit.
Right, so it still gaps in ways like,
yeah, but I'm glad that it's available for me, okay? The problem with this show is that there are stupid things that happen that don't make sense. There are some very, very...
Oh my God, have we flipped roles?
No, there's some very lax rules about the Force, okay? And I'm not sure what... And the way that they wrote them, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Why can he use the Force to do one thing, and then when the very same event happens a minute later, he doesn't use the Force again to do it?
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, why not? And give me a good reason. And it's not just that, oh, he's run out of Force powers.
Yeah, be careful. We'll go into spoilers.
Exactly. Okay. So shit like that starts to give me the shit.
So you're saying some story beats, some writing decisions where it did not gel well with you, but it was nice to revisit these characters and see how they kind of develop between the two?
Yeah, but here's the other thing, though. If I'm going to now visit Obi-Wan again, right, and have the same actor and have all the same company, all doing all this shit, it's going to need to be an event. I'm going to want this to be as good as a Star Wars movie.
Well, no, and it was not. Right.
It was not.
Well, hang on. Let's qualify that.
Okay.
Not as good as the original trilogy,
yeah.
But is it better than some of the recent direct we got? Like Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about this.
I know you're a big proponent of Last Jedi, but everyone agreed the Rise of Skywalker was a wet fart of a film.
It's my least favorite fucking Star Wars movie. Right.
So this has got to be better than that, surely.
It was more enjoyable than that, but that one had a budget. This one here has had some budget cuts, man, by the looks of their youngification technology.
Oh, that was not looking
holy
good.
Shit, right? Right? So I'm sitting there going, this has actually not got the same budget as, say, a Star Wars movie, right?
No. And you probably wouldn't expect it to.
Well, 6 episodes, I don't know. You know, anyway, they use that volume thing really
remember,
well.
Remember, go by minutes. If Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker was 2 hours 20... Yeah, yeah. This is somewhere in the order of closer to 4 hours, you know?
Yeah. I've heard a story that says some fans say this. They go, listen, we used to get 3 hours of Star Wars, or two or 3 hours of Star Wars once every 3 years.
Or more.
Or more, right? Even. And now you get 6 hours of Star Wars or 4 hours of Star Wars, you know, across all the shows every year. So you have to pick your
Bad Batch and animated shows. And,
so you got to pick your 3 hours. Which 3 hours do you like? Do you like the original 3 hours? Or do you like the one before that, the one after that? Or these TV 3 hours is pick your Star Wars, you know? So obviously I'm picking the original, but whatever. I it's good. It was fine, but it had big problems and it wasn't impressing me enough.
Yeah.
Great. Some great action, some great action, yeah. Some not some, great action.
Some great lightsaber duels, yep. I would say. Or one great lightsaber duel. Yes.
A very unlikable, and not in the unlikable way, villain. Reva, I was very... I don't like her.
Not down with her?
Well, I just don't like watching her. I like watching Darth Vader, and he's worse than her. It's not. I just don't like watching. I think they didn't give her very much in the script to deal with. All she does is snarl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, that's not very interesting. So other than that, look, I'm happy to watch it. I'll always watch a Star Wars thing. I'm going to watch Andor. I'm going to watch whatever else, you know. But not quite up to what I was hoping for.
How's okay, that? Fair enough.
And you?
As you would expect, I'm probably going to be harsher than Wayne overall.
Sure.
But I'll say this. It's very difficult to do a prequel series or a series that is set before what we already know comes to pass, because it just takes away a lot of the tension.
Agree.
Completely we know right. At the end of this series, Obi-Wan is fine. And at some point between this point and about 12 years later, I think is around that timeline, he turns into Sir Alec Guinness, which is a bit rough on the aging.
Oh, it's a lot of sun on Tatooine.
Who knows? But also, we know he's alive and well, and we know Darth Vader is running around the universe and causing havoc. He's alive and well. We know Luke's alive and well. We know Leia's alive and well.
Mm.
So... you're trying to generate tension out of, well, nothing can happen to these people, so okay.
Agree, they can't die, but I believe...
But there can't be any real threat to them either. So anytime they were placed in a position of peril, it's like, they'll be fine. Whereas a show, you know, that's just a...
Look, that's... It's a product of what it is. It's an intrinsic problem, yes. But I don't mind that. I actually don't mind that.
That aside, I think this show starts really averagely, really average. I was like, after the first episode, even the first two, I was like, okay... That's all you're serving up at the moment. And then arguably episode 3 and 4, though they introduced some interesting characters, a couple of interesting characters. I was like, ooh, if this doesn't get, this is going to be worse than Boba Fett, the way this is traveling. But I think episodes 5 and 6 redeemed it and redeemed it pretty strongly.
It actually ended pretty strong for what it was. Yeah. I'll tell you this though, what dogged me the entire time are very, what seems to be like, frankly, mistakes in writing. This is in the trailer, so no spoilers here. Obi-Wan says to Lars, Owen, whatever his name is.
Uncle Owen.
Uncle Owen, yeah.
Aunt Beru.
Aunt Beru,
always
yes.
thought it was Peru.
Peru, yes.
I always thought it was Peru.
Did you?
When I was growing up watching the original trilogy, I thought it was Peru.
So they, Beru. Oh, they're definitely in Arabia. okay, well, Obi-Wan says to Owen, when he's ready, or when he runs tall enough, he must be trained. And then he's like, well, you trained him, right? But in this show, and you find out in the first episode, Obi-Wan has totally let his Jedi powers go to shit. He hasn't been practicing. He's like,
scarred.
He's
got PTSD. Lost the war. This is fucked. The Jedi's have fallen. Like, I am the last of whatever. And yeah, I'm keeping an eye on Luke, but fuck this shit.
Well, who was going to train Luke then? You shit who can't do fucking force pushes anymore? You have to train him. So why would you let your powers go to shit?
I'm not sure he had decided he had to train him at that point. He
must be trained.
He was just
what?
Keeping an eye. Oh, he says that?
He says when he turns of age, he must be trained. Okay. I assume that means by Obi-Wan since it's a Jedi.
Yep,
yeah. So that's a bit of it. And there's things like that all through it where I'm like, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Leia in Star Wars.
Careful, be careful.
Okay. I think we're going to spoil it.
Can we just talk to the other major thing, which is, of course, Ewan McGregor, who just fits seamlessly back into this role. 20 years later, I think, from The Phantom Menace at the time, a bit more than that, actually. And he's like donning an old familiar suit, and he's perfect for this character.
I would agree.
And I still love the way he enunciates, like, Alec Guinness.
Alec Guinness, that's the best part of him. His even, like, when he talks Darth, you know, he says it the same. It's like, it's really good.
His hair's awesome.
His hair is great.
The beard, less so, but the hair is great.
I was reading something about this. He's supposed to be the Obi-Wan character in the time in Obi-Wan Kenobi is supposed to be about 35.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, because he was in the Phantom Menace. He was 22. I think he was 35 in Attack of the
Clones.
A
New Hope. He's like 65, 70. There's no, and Luke is now 10. Luke's not any older than 25.
So how old is he here? Because Luke has to be...
There's about a dozen years between A New Hope and this.
Yeah, okay. So that means he needs to be at least... I think he's actually 40. Actually, I don't know how old
I would say his character in the show looks 45.
That's what I reckon,
250.
Too. 250. But I think he was 35 in Attack of the Clones. And this is 10 years... You're right, 45. Okay. He's 45. Right. Sorry, I'm getting it mixed up. But even so, that means he's 50-something as Obi-Wan. The years have not been kind.
No, like I said, the sun on Tatooine.
Yeah.
Overall, I think the show is fine. It's well worth a watch if you're a Star Wars fan. It's not going to blow your socks off. I don't think there's moments where it does. There's moments where it really captures that magic and that sort of jaw-dropping. But the writing is so labored at points, and they ask you to believe things about a Star Wars universe that they have established completely opposite thing. For example, you've mentioned some of the force variability. Lightsabers apparently are just, it kills you if we want it to kill you. Otherwise, being stabbed with a lightsaber, I'll just say this, is fine.
Let's talk about this. You're absolutely right.
Of course, someone's going to get stabbed with a lightsaber. I'm not saying who. That's for spoilers.
Fine. Agree with you. That is one of the inconsistencies that gives me the shits, Paul.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. So it's a qualified recommendation. Star Wars fans, watch it. Obviously, if you're not, you're not going to bother. That's probably a fair way to go. I would be genuinely surprised if I walked out of this saying, what a masterpiece. This was amazing. Because
no.
I think a true Star Wars fan will be annoyed by the things I'm annoyed by, multiplied by X, Y, or Z.
I can't wait to hear about them.
So, all right, then let's get into spoilers on the side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
And the truth is, here's what the critics had to say before we give you our...
Let's hear it.
Rotten Tomatoes has this as 67% approval rating with an average score of 6.6 out of 10 based on 290 reviews. Metacritic has an average score of 73 out of 100. Jeez, you don't see that very often. Higher than Rotten Tomatoes.
That is high.
Based on just 19 critics, though. So obviously got some more favorable ones there. Critical reception-wise, this show dipped at episode 4. Very, very low. And sort of climbed up again through episodes 5 and 6, peaking, believe it or not, at episode 2. All right.
Okay.
So now we can spoil away. If you're here, you've seen the show, and or you don't care, Wayne, what is it with... first of all, credit. I should have. It's really dumb that I didn't see this, but that Reva was the kid at the start, because that opening 3 minutes or so was really impressive.
Can we talk about that?
I mean, bit harrowing that these kids are being hunted down and killed by Anakin and all the rest of Order 66.
One of the things I think they did right here in this show is that Disney, if you're Disney now, in this time, if I was one of the CEOs, I reckon that one of the first things I'd walk back is...
Order 66?
Yeah. Well, more Order 66 is good because that's how the Jedi fell, but Anakin walking in and fucking lopping kids' heads off is like...
Not that you see heads fall off.
No, but that's what happened. He lightsabered all these motherfucking kids, right? He literally murdered all of them, right? That would be the first thing I walked back. They did not do that. They said, no, this thing actually happened, and in fact, we're choosing to show you this.
Doubling down.
Yeah. And yes, I did not see it that Reva was one of those kids either at the beginning, because I didn't even notice what color the kids were. I was just like, oh my god, they're getting killed.
Getting killed, exactly. Yeah. But I should have realized. And so when that twist was revealed that she's actually, this is her long gambit, is to give Kenobi to Darth Vader so that she can kill him for doing what he did, because she somehow knows that she's Anakin is, yeah. Okay, that was pretty cool. I didn't mind that.
That twist was cool?
Yeah.
The problem with it?
The problem with it is then she decides to attack him by...
I know.
So Darth Vader standing there is just gonna be like, oh yeah, no worries. Boom, freezes.
Why didn't she do the thing that Kylo Ren did, which is open the lightsaber into Darth Vader? Right. That's what anyone would have. I could have stopped that, Paul.
Yeah.
Or at least ducked.
So, it was lame as fuck.
Well, if you forget even that, right?
Yep.
Look at the whole show. She's been standing next to Darth Vader at least on 4 occasions where no one else was there. She could have fucked him up then.
Yep.
So this is a bit of these are one of the problems. Paul.
Bad writing.
Bad writing.
Really, and then even worse than that is. So he stabs her with the lightsaber.
Yep.
That is a mortal wound for every other character who's ever been slashed or stabbed with a lightsaber in the history of Star Wars.
Most notably, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yep.
Was exactly lightsabered in that exact same way by Darth Maul's fucking staff. He fucking bought the farm. What's Reza doing?
She's just a bit annoyed.
She's like, she's still walking, cunt.
And so she decides, you know what? I've worked out that Luke is his son, even though Darth hasn't. So I'm going to kill him and get some kind of weird revenge. Even though Darth hasn't worked that out. Vader hasn't worked that out.
Vader doesn't know he has a son. I'm going to kill his son that he didn't know he had. That'll really hurt him. What the fuck?
It's dumb. It's ridiculousness.
If she went there to kidnap him and then show him to Darth and say, fuck you, or something, that might make sense, but that wasn't what happened.
Here's your son. I'm going to kill him in front of you.
Yes. That might be some fucking vengeful shit, but this is that was shit.
But then, even then, I'm going to give this random boy is your son. What the fuck, bitch?
Cut exactly. Off. He would have to feel it somehow. You know, always I feel him as the force. You know, I don't know.
Lame. She's got Leia there, and she's probing through with her force powers. Whatever. Doesn't realize that Leia's got force powers inside of her. I'm like,
Well, look, that whole
even the way Leia relates to Obi-Wan Kenobi calling for help in this very formal, very stilted, very I don't know you, but you need to help us kind of way doesn't seem to gel with what happens in this series.
No, in Star Wars, that's what we're talking about. In Star Wars, she says, Obi-Wan, you helped my father many years ago. What about that
whole... Yeah, you helped me.
Exactly.
What about where you came from me?
That's right. And the only thing where I could think about this, right, if I had to explain away this thing and Star Wars explain it, right? is that when you're a kid, and I don't know, but by the way, am I crazy or does Leia look exactly like your daughter?
No, she doesn't look like my daughter.
Dude, I actually look at her and I think Kaylee, because I haven't seen Kaylee in a while. So,
She doesn't look 10. She looks like 7 or 8. Apparently the actor is 10, but she...
Is playing 7?
No, she's meant to be 10. Oh. You're a Leia. But she looks so much younger.
Yeah, see, I don't know how kids look. So to me, it's just a kid. So, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I honestly, that's what I think every time. Anyway, sorry. Right. So the reason I think that she then, the next time Leia refers to Obi-Wan, she's like, you helped my father years ago. It might be that kids just forget the fuck out of shit after like 10 years or something. Is it? No? That doesn't work?
Do you think, Wayne, I want you now to think back to, and you're a lot older than Leia was at this moment in A New Hope. Think back to something significant that happened to you in year 5 at school.
You remember it and it ruins the rest of your life. You don't forget it.
Pretty sure being kidnapped and taken on an adventure spanning different, you know, fucking planets and whatever
else. You would definitely remember that shit. Yeah. You're right. There's no, you know what? I can't do it. They fucked up. And you know what? The next time Obi-Wan sees Leia, if we're to believe there's nothing after this, between this and then, is she has a glimpse of him on the fucking platform when they're all getting away and then Darth Vader chops him in half. That's it. She doesn't even get to look him in the face anymore. Right. So that's like, oh my God, you know? So
barely reacts.
That's right. She never actually has another thing with him. But this was, I understand why they went this way with the story.
I guess it just shows the problem when you're trying to shoehorn in things. And I guess we're now hitting to my major, major point here. It's time to do away with the Skywalkers. It's time to do away with that whole plot line. This world, and they are branching to a little bit with Andor, but again, it's the same fucking thing as a prequel. We know Andor survived to the end. Maybe no one else in the show will.
What has to happen, Paul, is we have to Star Wars TNG this thing.
Yeah, can we just move in a different direction? Can we set up a bunch of brand new characters that, unlike
Rey,
have no link back? Are they?
Okay.
Or the Mandalorian?
The Mandalorian is his own character, even though you talk all about it. But like, I actually think that's very successful.
It's done very well. It's easily the best of the shows that we've seen so far.
So what we got to do here, and look, on some level I say to you, it probably is time to move away, but I'm so interested in other shit that they talked about and did. Even if it's like,
I'm not.
Wedge Antilles or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm done.
No?
I don't need fucking Porkins' backstory of how I got so fat.
You know what the problem is? The new Star Wars, the Adam Driver stuff, is shit.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily want
that.
But
they tied it back in again.
Kinda. I know what you mean.
Well, they did. He's Han Solo and Leia's son.
Well, I'll tell you something, kids, that all through Star Wars, up until the last of the trilogy movies, the fucking Rise of Skywalker, there was no talk of Leia being a fucking Jedi. Oh, it was in the books and the comics, but fuck that shit, right? In the movies, there was like, no. At no time did we ever think that. The only close time we had was in Return of the Jedi, where it's like, Luke, he's my brother, isn't he? Somehow I've always known, even though I made out with him, right? So, like...
I conveniently forgot that moment.
That's right. You could argue she
my
wasn't...
My juices were flowing.
Exactly. I just wanted to fucking do this thing on hand and fucking pimp him out, cuck. Anyway, so... So it's only in that movie did they say, oh, by the way, she trained as a Jedi. We just never mentioned
fucking
it before,
lame
right?
As fuck.
Shit out. So that's why in this thing here, I know they're saying, oh, maybe she's a little force sensitive. I don't know. She's good at controlling little flying robots. So I don't know. But yes, there you are. That's Leia. I noticed Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
In there early on, before he gets killed off. Kumail Nanjiani. I just feel like he's the wrong fit for this universe. He's just got this wrong wry sense humor, which he has his style with. It just, everything came out of his mouth felt like it was fake to me. Everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was playing a fake Jedi, I guess, but like, I enjoy watching Kumail Nanjiani. I think he's funny. Not crazy funny, but funny enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't seem to fit here.
Yeah. I think that's their way of injecting a bit of humor, or, you know, like brevity or whatever. Not brevity. Happiness? Something. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. The other thing I thought was that, you know when Obi-Wan was having fist fights? Because like the thing is the second episode, he's just punching motherfuckers. He ain't doing anything with the Force, right?
Because he can't use the power. He can't use it again until he saves Leia from falling to a death.
Yes, but I thought it was cool that he could also kick ass without the Force. That's pretty cool. That's like a Superman turns.
They weren't very particularly well shot, those scenes.
No, that's a problem. Yeah. The only good scenes that were shot in with the laser fight, like the sword, whatever, you know, the fucking lightsabering scenes. That last one with him and Vader
was awesome.
Really, really good. Yep. So that was
the
cool.
Movements, and choreography.
These are the good things about the show. It gives you moments that I wanted to see. I was very interested that they had the first conflict between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan in like episode 3 or 4.
It was 3. Interesting. You lead me on to another character I liked.
Go on.
And this is the one character they offed because they introduced her and they could kill her. So Tala, who was impersonating to be a Imperial officer.
Yep.
And she gets them onto Vader's base, whatever, and just runs right through it. We'll get to that 4th episode in just a moment. Mm. I thought she was good. And the fact that they actually killed her and the droid off boy, it's about, you know, unless you're C-3PO or R2-D2, you have a short lifespan. Oh, BB-8, I guess, in the Star Wars
they
universe.
They did shoot the girl. Yeah, you're right.
But they killed her, and she did a Vasquez moment. She, you know, set off the grenade.
Absolutely.
That was very cool. I'm like, good, we've got some stakes. You're actually prepared to kill somebody off, for fuck's sake.
Well, you talk about droids. Two things I want to mention here. Mm-hmm. One, in The Empire Strikes Back, in the Han Solo chamber scene, Han Solo gets frozen, yep, right? Carbonite. Chewbacca at one stage goes apeshit when they realize he's going to do it, and he knocks two stormtroopers off this precipice and they die. Boba Fett pulls his gun and is about to shoot at Chewbacca, who has C-3PO on his back.
Yeah.
And Vader actually knocks his hand down. That happens in The Empire
Strikes Back.
Strikes Back, right? I don't know if this was written or whatever, or someone looked at that and said, why did Irvin Kershner make Vader slap? There's no reason for him to slap, right?
Yeah.
Either they then said, oh, okay. Either George knew that, well, Darth Vader built C-3PO and didn't want him shot, or they saw that scene and go, oh, let's make it that Darth Vader built C-3PO. You know, that's kind of cool shit. So you're right. Droids and stuff are this important component of that. And when they die, it's really important. I actually don't like it. Second thing, that chick, the whatever her name is?
Tala.
There's one scene where she gets away from stormtroopers by, I swear to God, scratching the stormtrooper's helmet. That she just kind of grabs his helmet and just like, what's going on here? And then that guy goes down. And I'm like, hey, bro, if that happened in real life, if someone slaps your stormtrooper helmet, what the hell is this? And you kill her, right?
They in that scene, episode 4, back to that, which was really average.
Ah, that was weird.
How many thousands of shots were fired at any character of note that none of them hit? In that episode, I'm like, I know we take the piss out of stormtroopers. And their disguise is, he walks through with a big jacket and her holding onto a leg. I'm like, are you serious?
Dude, there was a shot right before that where we've never seen that on an Imperial Guard before, on those big flappy coats, right? Yep. There was a shot of someone just wearing one just to say, hey, we're setting this up.
Yeah, okay.
But even so, it looked like fucking E.T. when they were putting it was like, what? Someone's going to notice that, dude.
And you walk through hundreds of people.
And none of them cared, all right? It was so weird. And it took
Reva to come storming up from behind.
Speaking of choreography, there's one scene early on the first couple episodes where Leia is running away from everyone, and she's moving like a 7 or 10 year old would move, very slowly. They're having trouble keeping up with her, and the way they shot that was very Keystone Cops. I was like,
Keystone Cops?
Yeah, it's just like Obi-Wan was stumbling and bumbling to try and give her a head start. So it was,
oh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Isn't that shit? I was like, whoa, that was real. So those things, again, there's another problem, Paul. So, you know, there you are. So, sorry, keep going.
No, that's pretty much hitting on all the major points for me. I liked Kenobi's arc so that by the end he is the person that we all come to see.
But he got there really quickly, didn't he, Paul? I thought to myself, there was not a lot of work. All of a sudden, he was shit, and then the next episode, he can bust ass again.
Well, he saved Leia. That was the first thing.
But by the time he's fighting with Vader at the end, he's back to fucking General Kenobi, fucking Master 3 form, motherfucker, man.
I mean, it's a 6-episode series.
Yeah, but like, at least
3 weeks between.
Don't make him shit for 3 episodes. I know. But he's shit for 3 episodes and Wicked in the 4th.
One thing I did not like at all is how they rescued Kenobi when he was bitten his ass handed to him by Vader at the end of episode 3, where Tala does get the droid to come pick him up by just lights the flames higher, and Vader, who can do all this shit with the Force, watches it happen.
Here we go, Paul. First episode, first instance of this, okay? Vader pulls down the gas chamber and then uses his lightsaber to ignite it. That's pretty cool.
That was cool.
Then he gets and drags fucking Kenobi through it. Now you'll burn like I will. Oh, you petty bitch, Vader. Yep. You are fucking right. Then, like, he uses the Force to stop the flames when it gets thrown at him. It gets lit the second time again, and he doesn't use the Force again to stop it. It's like, what? You can only use it once? Darth? Is that... That's shit writing, Paul.
It is shit writing. It really does hamstring the series.
It fucked it up.
And you mentioned the youngification / technology around, particularly Anakin.
Oh my God, that kid looks 42.
That was a really cool... He is 41 or 42.
I know. There was fuck all done.
That was a really good device that we're flashing back and forth between Vader and Kenobi's recollections of that
Look,
fight.
I was very buzzed.
I liked the structure of that episode. But yeah, it did not look good.
He didn't look good, and it actually looked, if you look at that scene where, so they flash back to these two guys doing a training with their lightsabers, the background is clearly all CGI. It's much like episode whatever,
one through three.
But it's a very plain, like, they didn't have a lot of money, it looked like, because then when they cut to Anakin, there's either no or very little youngification on him. He looks like a 42-year-old Anakin going, hey, master. I'm like, this motherfucker's older than you. I don't know, it's just it's like that. So I'm like, they don't have the same budget. That's what I'm saying. But that was cool looking. That thing where he twirls the lightsaber behind his back and then Obi-Wan does it later while they're fighting, that looks so cool, man.
Yeah.
I got to learn to do that.
Please, no one give Wayne a lightsaber. That's all I want to say. All right. Well, actually, talking about this, my score's been lowering while we're talking about it because you're right. There's too many bad writing mistakes
I'm telling
in this
you,
show.
Man.
There's too. It's clunky, I think, is a good way to describe this show.
Yes.
It's fine, and I'm glad I watched it, but at the same time, it's not good television. It won't feature my best or worst of the year. It's just right in the middle. So, if I may, Wayne, I'm going to finish off with my score first. I'm giving this a flat 60.
I was expecting less from you.
No.
All right, not
bad. I really got a buzz out of that lightsaber duel. I really enjoyed the siege episode, apart from the fact that stormtroopers come storming in and start shooting at the good guys who are backing off. And there are I'm exaggerating. There are hundreds of shots firing from these dozens of stormtroopers. And it takes until one stormtrooper is standing 3 feet in front of someone who pauses and goes, oh, and then gets shot. I'm like, oh, they finally hit someone. Well done.
Yeah, and stormtroopers don't just rush in. So that was really weird, that. And that's why it was a problem. Now, the second bit of the... Okay, fair enough on your score.
60 for me.
60 for you. My issues, just to flare them out. At the end, Darth Vader very coolly stops an entire flagship from leaving. And then the second one leaves and he just doesn't do that. And it's not like he was out of the Force, because then he fought Reva really well with the Force. Mm. And that fight was cool, by the way. When he's stopping her lightsaber just by fucking putting his hand up,
yep,
that's gangster shit. So I liked that very much. But this is one of those bullshits. What else? It's cool at the end how Leia dresses like she did when she was older. She all of a sudden that holster and the white thing. I thought that was kind of cool.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. That was very cool. These are all Australian actresses, by the way, that I just recognized. Her mom is an Aussie actress.
Okay.
She's been on heaps of ads. Jimmy Smits is not. He's NYPD Blue. But yes, again, with you, some good ideas, some meh execution. I think it made it just fine instead of awesome for very weird reasons. So I think I'm actually all right, 62.
I've got to go higher than Paul because I'm a Star Wars fan.
I'm sitting there going, no, but am I harsher because of my Star Wars fan? I'm wondering about that. But yeah, that's about it.
It's around about the same point. There you are. So very much a qualified recommendation. Check it out if you're so inclined, but I'm sure you already have if you're listening to this. If we got it right or got it wrong, let us know via email, thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on our Facebook.
Word.
Yeah, page, the community, and also at the website, thecountdownpodcast.com, which Wayne is getting to in due course.
Due course.
And lastly, Manscaped CDPC20 at checkout if you want to be a bit more groomed.
Shave them balls, y'all. Shave them.
And that's it from us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been Obi-Wan Kenobi saying...
Whoa, 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 hold on.
Well, it wasn't Obi-Wan Kenobi, but you get the gist.
Bit of a stretch.
Catch you next time. See ya.